BF Communications is proud to present the eyewitness answer to the eternal question, who killed George A. Custer? Read here by the author, Bruce Brown. Part 1, Who Killed Custer? You hear many names put forward as the man or woman who killed George Armstrong Custer at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. From Sioux War Chief Rain in the Face, to Cheyenne Holy Man Yellow Nose, to Sioux Woman Warrior Moving Robe. None of these esteemed warriors actually killed Custer, though, based on the eyewitness record of the battle. To find who really killed Custer, or at least identify the most likely suspects, it is crucial to know the appearance of Custer and the other officers in his command on June 25, 1876. Boiled down, eyewitness Edward Godfrey's account of what Custer wore establishes that the strongest visual clue for Custer was his ironically named sorrel horse, Victory. There were as many as 7 officers on the field that day in buckskin, but only one on a sorrel horse with 4 white socks. Peter Thompson, the last 7th Cavalry survivor to see Custer alive, noted Custer's sorrel horse and added that Custer was wearing a broad-brimmed, cream-colored hat on his head, the brim of which was turned up on the right side and fastened by a small hook and eye to its crown. This gave him the opportunity to sight his rifle while riding. His rifle lay horizontally in front of him. Unhorsed, Custer was considerably harder to identify. Custer, the man the Sioux called Long Hair, had recently cut his hair short, and both Thompson and the Arikara scout soldier said Custer had taken off his buckskin coat and was in his shirt sleeves. Unfortunately, any number of 7th Cavalry officers could fit this general description, an officer in shirt sleeves with short hair. However, Custer's wounds may help identify his killer as well. Most observers agreed with Godfrey and 7th Cavalry surgeon Dr. H.R. Porter that Custer was shot twice, once through the ribs below the heart and once through the left temple. It is also useful to know that unlike most of the 7th Cavalry dead, Custer was not badly mutilated. Armed with this information, we at Astonisher.com have canvassed our 100 voices. The world's largest and most complete collection of eyewitness accounts of the battles of the Little Bighorn and Rosebud, and assembled Astonisher.com's Who Killed Custer? Top 10 list. Here are the results. Stated simply, Sioux warrior White Cowbull appears to be the man who killed George Armstrong Custer. The second most likely possibility is that Custer killed himself. Either of these top 2 scenarios could be true, but White Cowbull is the prime suspect, based on the eyewitness record of the battle.